Yerushalmi, Shvi'is, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis. So there's in this kafta, a field that someone had taken the thorns out of it on Shvi'is. I mean, they did malach on it that you weren't supposed to. Tears of the Matzah Shvi'is. It's okay to plant in that field. You have to Shvi'is. There's no knas, there's no punishment for the person, even though he did the wrong thing. But Shin Taiva and Shin Taira, if it was plowed, find out more exactly what happened over here. If it was plowed, what these are the Matzah Shvi'is, then you're not allowed to plant in that field of Matzah Shvi'is. It's a punishment for the person who did that. That he's not allowed to use his field, you're not allowed to have benefit from what he did, and you're not allowed to use it after Shvi'is. Then the Gemara is like this. Sada Sheni Taiva, if a field, now this is talking about a field of trees, so Sada Sheni Taiva, that on Shvi'is you plow the field, you did this plowing to the field, and that improves the fruit that grew on Shvi'is. Now those fruit on Shvi'is would be much to themselves, but, excuse me, now you planted in them also. Meshamar and Erchlin Peretz Sever Shvi'is. You can't eat the fruit from that field on Shvi'is. It's punished just like in the case before, but Beisil, I mean, Eichel and Beisil says that it's mutter, you're allowed to, there's no punishment in the case of the field of trees. Probably the reason is because you gain less out of it, just the fact that it was plowed on. Beisham, I mean, in Eichel and Peres Shvi'is, B'tayva Beisham, it says, if a person wants to eat fruit that grew on trees, now fruit that grew on trees are mutter, and they're hefker, everyone's allowed to take them. So the question is, if you, Beishamai says, you're not allowed to eat them b'toyva, you're not allowed to owe the person something, or give him something in exchange for letting him take from his field, and the reason is because, Beishamai says, is because it's not his field. It's not his, it's his field, but it's not his fruit to be, you know, that you should have to pay him, or give him some kind of a benefit, you know, pay him back, by giving, for allowing him to eat those fruit, because those fruits are hefker. So I mean, it's okay if you give him something for it, or shalai b'tayva, if you don't give him something, either way, it's okay, and you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda says, Chiluf Advarm, you should switch around the names. Zemikula Beshame Mechum Beisil, and Beshame is the one who says that you're allowed to do it, and Beisil is the one who said you couldn't, and therefore this is an example of a case where Beshame is being Mekel, and Beisil is being Machmer. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. So the Shiniskavtso. Taman. So now the question is, it says in the Mishnah that it says kapta, which means they took out the thorn. Taman Amrinan, over there, the Yerushalmi, of course, was written in Eretz Yisrael, so Taman Amrinan, there in Bavel, they said that it means the translation of the Mishnah when it said, Shez kapta means that they took out the thorns. Rabban Dahacha, but the Chacham in Eretz Yisrael say, Rabban Dahacha Amen, Mishacharash. It means is that not only did he take out the thorns, but he also plowed the field as well. He did two things wrong. And so in that case, you're allowed, even in that case where you took out the thorns and you plowed, you're allowed to use the field of Matzah Shvi'is. So the Gemara says, according to the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, Ezu Hatayuv. So what's the second case where it said, with the person did plowing? In the second case of the Mishnah, it said, that if you did plowing, you're not allowed to use Matzah Shvi'is. So if even the first case includes plowing, so what does it mean? So the answer is, Kol Am Chorshim Hamachas, V'hu Chorsh Nipamim. Everybody else plowed just one time. So the Shodashin is Kafta means he took out the thorns and he plowed once, like everybody else does. And when the Keshin is Taiva means he plowed twice, and that's why he's punished because he did twice. So the Yerushalmi is for Chokain. Is that okay? Well, what are you talking about? You're implying that as if everyone plows one time, like you're allowed to do that. No, but of course, you're not allowed to plow on Shvi'is. Rabbi Yossi Rabun, he answers that Taman in Bavel in Hamachos or Nessus, they're not aware that the government doesn't force people to give them food, and therefore they don't realize that there's a reason why someone should have to plow on Shvi'is. But Hamachos or Nessus, but in Eretz Yisrael, the government who's in charge of Eretz Yisrael forces us to give food to them even on Shvi'is, and therefore everyone plows because, as we're going to see coming in the Gemara, we're forced to do that. And since we're allowed to do that, so plowing one time, that's what we're allowed to do. That's the typical. But if you did it two times, then we punish the person afterwards. Okay, then it's like this. Brishana, Kishahaisa Machos Enesis, when the government, originally when the government used to force people to give them land, Hari Rabbianai, Shukhersh and Harish Brishana. Rabbi Yannai said that people should do the first Harisha. They're allowed to do one Harisha. So Chaim Meshuvin Hava, there was this person on Meshuvin, or other persons, a Rashia, a person who's not doing the right thing. And Avar Chamisun Damu Kuvasa. There's different ways to read these words in the Gemara, but the point was that they saw him, Chamisa, they saw him, that he thought that this had become a permanent decision, that you're allowed to plow even one time. Really, it wasn't. Really, it had been during the time of an Einus when there was a problem, when the Goyim were punishing it, were forcing them to get land, that's how they did it. But they thought, this person thought that you could do it forever, and they saw him doing it. He was plowing, he was saying, ah, because Chacham took off the Isser of plowing, there's no Isser of Chavish at all. On the line, hey, Isser Shalachain, do you think, they said, do you think that I was mocked you to do all this kind of plowing and all the malachas that you want to. All they want to you is that you shouldn't get beaten. That's what Rav Fuller learns. You shouldn't get beaten. You shouldn't get hurt by the guy. And that's what they want to. It's only in that case, Adami and Kavasa, you think that it became permanent. Like, in your mind, you think that it became a permanent release of the din, and you're allowed to plow forever. No, of course not. Only in the time when there had been this fear of the guy hurting the person, that's when I was... That's when you were allowed to plow, but nowadays there's no such thing, and you're not allowed to plow. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to get a kash on this. The point of what we had just said was that when a person is forced, when the government forced him to give food to his shvias, there a person's allowed to do his plowing. He said the following. See, he's going to ask a question. Didn't Reb Zera and Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yamei and Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, didn't all these people say that? Well, Nimdu Balis based Luz Lavza, they came to a conclusion in this attic, in the Aliyah based Lavza, the Lud, Akol HaTorah, that for all the mitzvahs of the Torah, most people think of the next word, the Gish of Minayin. So they think of for all the mitzvahs of the Torah, Yirmiyah Goli Yisrael Lavr, Allah has become to Samarish with Torah. If a guy tells you that he has to violate one of the dinim in the Torah, Chotz, may avoid the Zohar, Regila, Raisa, Shuchasam, any mitzvah, excuse me, except for those three more serious mitzvahs, Averis, which are avoid the Zohar, Regila, Raisa, Shuchasam, Yavav, Lo Yoharik, he should violate the Isser and he should not let himself get killed. That's the rule. That's the conclusion they came to. Further, Hadad the Tam, that is only true by Nerlevin Atzmai. That's true if the guy is trying to force him privately to do the Avera. Al Baran, but if he's trying to force him to do it publicly, I feel mitzvah kal yishmalai, even if he isn't to violate any small mitzvah, even not as serious as Gila Raya, Zavod Zara, and Sheikh Islam, he shouldn't listen to him. A Kigoin, because of Kiddush Hashem, Kigoin Linus, like this person whose name was Linus, who Papas Ochiv, and his brother Papas, Shanasal Hamayim B'chayischuchas Tzavur, they gave him to drink water in a colored glass, and somehow that was something that Goyim did and Yidden did not do, and the Lord Kibbutz with them, they wouldn't do, and they were willing to be killed to not allow them to not drink in it, even though, of course, that's not one of the three serious errors we mentioned beforehand. So we've just said is that if a person to do an avera kala, even to do even a little a mitzvah that's not as serious, if the guy wants to kill the person, he's not allowed to if it's done in public. So how can it be that Chacham will mark the people to do chamisha shvias, but it's should it not be yuharig le'avar because it's done in public? That was the question. Amar, so he answers like this: when miskavim mishamad datchon. When the guy made this rule that he said that you have to give him food, he's not trying to make a shmad. Only in the case of when he's trying to make a shmad to rip you away from your religion, only in that case, then you say even for a small mitzvah, is it your hard goyaber? But Veloy's kavan, only there noon, he's just trying to collect taxes. So when he's trying to just collect taxes, he's doing it for his own personal gain. That's not an example of a case where it's a chil Hashem to what he said, and therefore it's not that kind of a chil Hashem, and therefore the person should violate the Isser and not get killed, which is why the Chacham allowed the Yidden to do plowing during those years when there was when the Goyim forced him to do that. So now back to the dinim of when is Yehud or Yavar, when is not coming. What does it mean if there are many people? We said if there are many people, then you can't violate any Isser. So Rabbanim the Kishrin, I mean the Rabbanim from Caesarea say, Asara. It means that there are ten Yidin. Dechsev and Gash of Sech B'nei Yisrael. We make a drash because it says, I won't. The Kiddush Hashem means what happens in front of Besoich B'nei Yisrael, in the Toich of B'nei Yisrael. And we learn that from a pasuk by the Meraglim that the word Toich refers to 10 people because it says, so the word Toich refers to 10 Yidin. So we see from this, so that's how much it is. Okay. Rav Avuna Zeira. Rav Avuna probably the younger Rav Avuna, or Rav Avuna Zira, Chanune, they saw that he was Pari Churi Chamer Shabbatah. He was taking care of going being Machamer, he was doing a malacha with his animal on Shabbos because the God was forcing him. And Rav Yonah and Rav Yosa Haran, they ruled, they made a ruling that what? Mapi La Araskinis Shabbatah. You could mafi, you could bake for the Araskinis. That was the name of the governor or the person who's in charge of them. But Shabbat on Shabbos, again, they were being forced to do it. Otherwise, the Yidden would be killed. They were forced to do it, so they said you're allowed to do that. So on both these cases, I'm Ramana Kishisa. Ramana, the older one, Ramana said, Kumi Rabbi Yonah, Abba Kain, Amr Rabbi Zera, didn't Rabbi Zera say, and Rabbi Yochanan Mishra, Rabbi Yonah say, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Yochanan Mishra, Rabbi Yonah tell it, didn't all these people say, Nimnu Ba'li Yisbez, Lavs of the Lord, Akol HaTerah, the same question we said over there. They made this decision in Lord, that in Yemek Ba'li Yisrael, Lav HaKol, Alachas Mikol Mitzvah, Amoris B'Terah, Chutzan Avod Zara, V'Gil Arayis, Shichasam, Yav Rabbi Yochanan, for all Mitzvah of Terah, you should violate the Mitzvah and not get killed. Hadad the Tamar, but that's only true, but you know, may not, that's what he's doing in private. Rav Mafil Mitzvah Kala, V'Yishma Loi, but if he's doing it in public, even for a small bit, you should do it to the Linus, like what happened with the Linus and Papa's Ochrid, Shinas Lehmayim, because Jesus and Sabu and Kimli, and they weren't willing to be Irvin Yisr, even though they were being threatened to be killed. So, how come over here, the people were not, the person was able to be Muhammad with his animal on Shabbos, or bake for, on Shabbos for the person in charge of them, both of those things are public, so how could they do it in, how could they be over on it? They should have let themselves be killed. He says the same answer was Kavim Misham Maraton. He was not trying to make a shmad, he was not trying to get him to be over on his religion, to violate his Isser. He only wanted, in the case of the making of the bread, he just wanted to have some fresh bread. He wanted fresh bread. It had nothing to do with Chil Hashem and religion. It was just he wanted the bread. He said, if you won't give him his bread, he's going to kill you. So he eats allowed to be over on it. Now back to the same question again. Okay, now the question on this rule that we have that for when a mitzvah is done in public, well, the marvel to learn, when a mitzvah is done in public, a person's not allowed to be over on that iser, even at the threat of his being killed. Rav Avuna bar kamei Rav Yimi. Rav Avuna asks this question to Rav Yimi. Goyim mashu mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. Are goyim mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? The Rav Avuna learns that means is b'far hesya. If it's done, this special rule that if it's done b'far hesya, they're not allowed to be over and you have to let yourself be killed. The goyim have such a mitzvah. So Amalei, as he said, the mitzvah of b'sech b'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah learned that from the pasuk is I will be miskadesh. There will be a kiddush Hashem b'sorech b'nei Yisrael. So Yisrael b'tzuma kiddush Hashem, and Agoy b'tzuma kiddush Hashem. We learn from there that only Yidden have this mitzvah of kiddush Hashem to this point that a Yid he has to be willing to give up his life. Okay. And Nasa b'shem Rav Lezer Shamlum and Adohi. This person Rav Nasa said in the name of Rav Lezer a riot from the following pasuk. Then the pasuk says by Naam and Lodavar as a Yisach Hashem Avdecha. That Naaman was a guy who accepted upon himself to not be over on Avodah Zarah, but yet there was a certain time when the king would be bowing down in a public, you know, in a public place, and he couldn't not also bow to the Avodah Zarah. And he says to the Navi, he says, Hashem should forgive me. And the Navi responded back to him in a way that implied that he agreed with what his decision to bow to the Avodah Zarah and not get himself killed. And the reason is because he saw Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, and Agoy Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, because in that case, also, since he was a guy, he was not mechuyev to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem, even though it was being done in public. Okay. Rav Abba Bar Zemina. This person, Rav Abba Bar Zemina, have a mechayit garichat amoy b'remi. He was working as a tailor for a certain guy in Rome. I say Basa de Nevela, the guy brought this yid some treif meat, some nevela meat, and Amalei Achol, and he said to him, please eat from it. Amalei Li Na Achil, which stands for less Ana Achil, I'm not going to eat it. Amalei Achol, he said, eat it. Dilachain, which stands for De'im Loi Kain, it's a contraction. De'ilo Kain, Ana Katun Lach, if you don't eat from it, I'm going to kill you. Amalei, so he was threatening him to kill him if he didn't eat from this Basa Nevela. Amalei, in boys, if you want to kill me, then kill me. I'm not going to eat Basan Veil. I'm a Yid. I won't eat Basan Veil. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. So the guy said back to him, Behein Moitloch. So now I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to kill you, but if you would have eaten food, then I would have killed you. Why? Because my philosophy of life is, oh, you do, you do. If you want to be a yid completely, and you can't eat treif no matter what. Oh, yeah, I'm worried. If you want to be a guy, be a guy. If you want to be a yid, and you have to, the guy's perspective on it is that you have to be able to keep your life on it. And therefore, he was saying to this person, if you would have eaten from the nevela, I would have seen that you're not a sincere person, and I would have killed you for that. So, Amar Mana, you have a rabbi as a mina shemina. If Rav Abraham Zemina would have known what the Chacham say, and the Chacham say, like we've just said, that a person is not mechuyav to give up his life for a regular mitzvah, this would have been done in private, he's not mechuyav to give up his life for such a mitzvah, so Mezal Havu or Mechal Havu, he would have eaten from it and he would have been killed, because that's what he should have done. He should have eaten from the treif, since it was a real threat. In which case, Punk, the guy would have killed him if he would have eaten from it, but he, of course, didn't know that, so he really should have done that. But he didn't know that. Okay, so now we're finished with that. The Gemara asks like this. The Mishnah had said was that if it was Netaiva, if the Yid had done the plowing, or according to one part of the Gemara, he did a double plowing, then we punish him and we don't let him use that field after Shemitah. Taiva Umes, if the person did this plowing, and then he died. So he's not here to kness him anymore. But is it okay for the child to plant in that field after Shvius? Meaning, does the punishment go to the child as well? So Rabbi Yacha bar Acha and Rabbi Yimi b'Shem Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, these two people say that Taiva umeis, b'noi mutl zera. If he was Metayev, he did the plowing, and then he died, his child is allowed to use the field. If a punishment on the person, it's not a punishment on the field. But Taivu Machra, what happens if he plowed and then he sold it to somebody else? Also, Zera, that person takes over the punishment, so to speak, takes over the punishment, and that he's not allowed to use the field. And of course, the point is that we're trying to discourage people from plowing trees. So if you say a person could plow and sell it to somebody else, that's not having the same effect, and therefore, that's Avar Uzara. Now, what happens if the person did the wrong thing? He planted the field, so he was not supposed to, because there had been the taiva on Shvius, and he went ahead and he did it anyhow. But then the person planted the mutter. Then you're allowed to eat the vegetables that grow from that planting. Wash like Chacham only make takanas that people are able to handle, and to say to a person that he should not be allowed to plant. That's a that kind of people can handle. But to say that if he planted, he can't eat it, which would mean that he lost, not only doesn't he get the fruit, but he doesn't get the vegetable, but he also doesn't get the seeds that he planted. Those seeds were wasted also. That would be too much for people to handle. And therefore, there's no issue to eat the food. If the food grows, you're ready, already, then but yeah, you could eat it. Okay, so then like yes, Shaila, Tiyu Bizman Hazemaho. What's the din about nowadays? Nowadays, that is to say, the Mishnah said there was an Isser to be Mitayim. The Mishnah said there's an Isser to... The Mishnah said that if a person did this plowing, then he would punish him that the next year he can't use his field. What about Bezman is that now that we're... The way the Maral Fodol runs, we're past the time that the Chachamim... That there was a time that you were allowed to do the plowing because of the Xerah. So what about Bezman has said? So now once we're past... There's no more... God forcing us to do it anymore. But what about nowadays? Is it mutter to use the field? Rabbi Yirmiyahu thought that it would be mutter to use the field. Once the takana was taken off temporarily, people were actually allowed to plow during Shavuos for the goyim, so it was already became mutter, and you're allowed to. In the years afterwards, you don't get punished for doing that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, didn't you hear Shahu like it? Didn't you hear that a person who does who's chayrish on trees gets malchus? Didn't you hear that a person who does that is possible edus because we see that he would violate an isser in order to make money? So don't you know that? So if so, so you see that we take it seriously. And Chazav Amar, so he came back and he said, in to have a shmira. I knew those dinim. I'm like a person who hears things, and I had a question of what it is. In other words, I knew what the answer was, so I didn't bother. I didn't bother to respond. Amar Chizkia, at saft, kumi Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Amar. I asked Rabbi Yirmiyahu and said, "V'chi ezeb ezen amar b'pita." So I asked him, "So why would you think that it should be mutter?" I said, "Well, why do you think it should be mutter? Who took off the takana and said that you're allowed to?" That you should nowadays we shouldn't punish the person for having uses field on trees. So the answer is the word chel, like his strength, and that's the reason why he thinks this way is because of the following. Because we have a din that says, we have a din that if someone has truma, only a kohen is allowed to use it. If you have truma tamea, truma that became tamei, then it could be burnt by a kohen can use it when he burns it. Because he can make a lamp out of it when he wants to. He can't eat it anymore, but he can use it. He can have benefit from it. But he's still not allowed to use it. But we have a bright film. It says the following. Basi Shosha Bas Halik bin Akanis, a Yisraelis, a lady who's Yisraelis, who wants to get a fire from her friend who's a Kohenis, so she's bringing over a wick to the house. She wants to take a fire, and she's going to bring it back to her house to light her whatever she has to light. So Tevelas is Hapsila, B'Shem and Shefu Umadlegos. She brings with her a wick. She could submerge that wick into Shem and Shefu, in Shem oil that has to be burnt in the Chumat Tamea, Umadlekas, and she could light it up. The point being, she wants to have a little oil on her wick so that it'll keep the wick burning all the way till she gets home. So she's allowed to do that. So why should that be? A Kohenis is not allowed, Yisrael is not allowed to use Chumat Tamea. She's not allowed to burn Chumat Tamea. So Chuna B'Shem, the base Rabbi Yannai says, Shas Meshachas Ze'im. So there was a time, the reason why they allowed this is because there was a time when there were wolves running around, and the people were afraid, and they thought they need to have light, so they made a special kula that they said the Israelis is allowed to use the Chumat Tamea for this special reason. So, and even though there's no more Ze'evim running around, it's still mutter. It stays mutter for good. So, so too, just like over there, we say that once it was mutter for them to use the Shem and Trefa, the Truma Tmea, the Israelis is allowed to use it. We say it became like permanent mutter. The only mutter temporarily, but we see that that had to stay for later also. So too, in our case, the kula stays for later on, even though nowadays there's no, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yirmiyahu held that you're not allowed to do Chavish nowadays, but if you did it, we're not going to punish you and tell you not to use the field. Okay, now the Yerushalmi says Udikavasei. Actually, some take up that word Udikavasei, but others learn that Udikavasei is what we're about to mean. Udikavasei means something similar to this. What we're about to say has nothing at all, is not at all similar to what we said beforehand, but in different Gemara, where it's brought in Bavli, it's brought where it has to do with it has the there it connects to the case. So in the copying it over or in the repeating of that sugya, they said udikavasei. It doesn't really apply to us. So let's just read it as if it's a new gemara. When does a person take ownership of his pears on trees? That is to say, if apples grow on a tree, those apples are hefker, and anybody can take them. So when do the apples now become my apples? And if I take them off my own the tree that's really mine, but they become my apples. As soon as he puts it into his kelim, to his bags or his containers, then they become his. Which is to say that the when he takes them, he makes a kinyan on them. Now they're his apples. So Rabbi Yossi thought, even if he puts it into his private containers, it's not his. Why? He in his mind believes that they're his. These are the apples from my tree. So he's not trying to make a kinyan, but less inun di day. And they're not really his. So he thinks he's not trying to make a kinyan. If I took apple from somebody else's field, I'm trying to make a kinyan. I take an apple from my own field, I don't feel like I'm making a kinyan, therefore it's not mine. And that is kahadar of tafin. Like the following story that happened with tafin, that we see that the people didn't view the pears as being their own, which is why Yer Lechon Katsias, he went to go and eat, take some figs that were drying out in his own field, what he was doing was he was not paying off the person like Beishamim. What was going on is that there were guards around the field. We'll see in a second there were guards around the field. The guards are not there to keep people out because on streets you don't not allowed to lock people out of your field. The guards didn't make sure nobody didn't damage any of the property of the field. That's what I'm going to explain. They're making sure that no one damaged the physical property which they were not allowed to. So, and he didn't want to pay them off. So he didn't really, the person who's trying to do it b'toivah, he's trying to do it in a way that he pays off the owner, would have paid off these guards. He would have given them something, given them some kind of a tip to let him in and pick the dates in that field. But he didn't. He went to the field, Shalom b'tavik b'sham. He hadn't given them anything for which they should let him out. It was his own field. So Chamune, but they didn't realize that he was the owner of the field. Chamune santire. So the guards, the sentries, that's where that word comes from, that they saw him, v'shon choftanar, and they started beating him up, which is, what are you doing in this field? They were, of course, doing what they weren't supposed to, because you're not supposed to keep people out of your fields, of the fields of the hefker, but they weren't doing the right thing. So they were beating him up because he hadn't paid them off to let him into the field. When he saw that his bones were in danger, he saw that his life was in danger, and they were really giving him a good beating. So he said to them, just like, do me a favor, the Tarfan, go into Tarfan's house and ask them they should take out his tachrichim and bring it to him. And as he was implying to them, I'm the owner of this house, so just go into the house and please tell me to bring my tachrichim, and I'm going to be my burial shrouds, bring them out to me, because I'm not going to make it. I mean, you guys are really beating me up over here. So Kad Shimon came, when they realized that they were beating up the owner of the field, who was paying them to stand there, Ishtatchun ala pehun, they bowed on their faces, and Amalei Rebbe Sharlon, Rebbe, please forgive us for what we did to you. So Amalei, he said to them, don't worry about it. Yesi Olai, akol choyte v'choyte v'havas noves lai, you should just know that every time you hit me, havas sharon v'chon al kadmoy, I would forgive you for the previous one. So don't feel bad. You don't have to be forgiven. I had no bad feelings against you, even though you were beating me up. Okay. We see over here that the people didn't consider the things in their own fields to be theirs, and because the Marafoldo explains that when you're putting out figs to dry, we're talking about dry figs that were drying, they were in his kalim, they were in his containers, that's how you dry them, you don't just lay them out in the field, and even so he didn't consider them to be his own. In these two things, Nagrabtakin Kabeshamai, Bishwatakin tried to do like Beshamai, the Sochin, and he got himself in Sakhan Bahadol, like in our case, where he was doing like Beshamai, he wasn't doing a Batavi, he wasn't giving the guards a tip or something to let him in. Ubukriyashma, and there's a story in Gemara Brachos that he tried to do like Beshamai to lay while he was saying Kriyashma, and he got himself in Sakhan. The Vogushim Ruchanim and Amil said that Kol Yomash Rabtakin. For the or Tarfin's whole life, for him is an al dara. Say he felt bad about the foul of this thing. He said, "I feel bad that I got something from the kesher shel terror." In other words, he felt that the reason why they let him go was because he was Reb Tarfin, because he was an important person, and he felt bad that he had taken advantage of his status as a Talmud Chacham to stop someone from beating him up.